There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. There is not a better one out there. There's not one that's any more modular out there, and there's not one with a better warranty out there. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My next guest, I like trainers, and I like to talk to trainers, one, because I'm not one. But occasionally, most of the trainers I talk to, I respect them all immensely, but at the same time, it's nice every now and again to get with somebody that would have been my contemporary had we been at the same duty station at the same time, since we served at the same time, although in this case my guest actually served earlier than me and later than I got out. So, and all of his training acumen is all derived in large part due to real world experience behind a gun as a professional. My next guest is from Vickers Tactical. His name is Larry Vickers. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm very pleased that you took the time to join me today. I know that you've gotten sort of busy here lately, but you stay busy, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Sure do. Absolutely.
Let me ask you a question. Now, because of with the advent of YouTube and everything, it seems to the untrained eye like you get out there and try a bunch of different platforms. For the person that, for one of your students that might be coming in there, that comes to you and says, Larry, you know, I've never shot an AK before, and I've been shooting this AR-15 for 20 billion years. Should I take up the AK? Is it important, do you think, for a gun person, for somebody that's training with guns, to cross-train with different platforms? Or is that more for an entertainment value that you do this? Because you have cross-trained and have a large body of work with all kinds of different things.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's like anything else. Whether it's driving a car or working on different engines or whatever, you know, it may not be your primary go-to firearm. That may remain like an M4 or a Glock or an HK or whatever. But you're going to learn more about yourself as a shooter by trying different guns. And you never know. I mean, you may find a platform that you actually like better or just as well. I'm, you know, a gun guy down to my bone marrow, so of course I'm going to try to get my hands on everything. But for the average guy, I would encourage him to try different stuff. Because in all honesty, things evolve. And, you know, the pistol that was state-of-the-art or the carbine that was state-of-the-art 15 years ago, now it's not the same animal. So I would say, yeah, try different stuff, absolutely. You know, get out there and try different firearms and try different platforms and see what you like and what you don't like. And overall, it just kind of broadens that educational experience. Still may not be the gun you're going to grab, you know, in the middle of the night, but it does broaden your, you know, your data bank, so to speak.
Right. For these people, like, I carry predominantly Glocks, although I am segueing a little bit and carrying a SIG here and there. But I know the SIG system, and I know the Glock system. I know how they both work. So that's probably what I should stick to as far as carrying the gun that I carry. That's what I should stick to, isn't it? And the other stuff that needs a sort of a...
Fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And use that as a baseline. That's kind of what you, and then you kind of use that as your benchmark, and then you go from there. Because you're going to find out both those are good guns. There's no question about it. Obviously, I don't, you know, need to tell the listeners that Vic Locke builds good handguns and Sig builds good handguns, but there are other people who build good handguns too. And if you haven't tried like some of the new HKs, in some ways you may be very well missing out, because some of the newer guns on the market are actually really good pistols. And so I'd use that as a benchmark. That's kind of your go-to, your foundation, and then just try different guns from there.
As far as a long gun, now I know you've done a lot of AK work. Is AK your second choice, or, I mean, is the AR?
Yeah, I'd grab an M4. I just know the M4 so well.
Right.
Having spent so much time with it. I mean, literally, I know the gun. I mean, like the back of my hand. I mean, I'm being a gun guy. I like AKs because of a huge variety of the guns and all the different variations and different flavors around the globe. And the fact that it's a gun designed to put in the hands of your average dude, and he can run it. And it's incredibly robust, incredibly reliable, a very forgiving weapon in terms of maintenance and whatnot. And that's appealing to me. You know, I would argue in many ways the U.S. military next service rifle should probably be some flavor of an AK-style variant, and then leave the M4-style weapons for your more trained individuals. Just have some magazine compatibility and ammo compatibility, and just kind of go from there. To be real honest with you, the M4 and the M16 is not really the ideal gun for your Joe average. It's a little bit more sophisticated and a little bit more maintenance-inducing. I mean, it's just not as forgiving as an AK. And for your average guy that is just going to point it in a direction and pull the trigger, you know, an AK is hard to beat.
That's an interesting philosophy. Do you think that we are all M4, M16 in the military because it's just easier to have one weapons platform than it is to have like a graduating proficiency type setup?
Yeah, exactly. And the U.S. military is infamous for they want to solve a software problem with a hardware solution. You know, they really do. They don't want to go out and really give the guy on the ground, with the exception of your special operations forces, the average guy just does not get the training he really needs. And they'll come up with all kinds of whiz-bang crap to get around this. And the reality it is, just you need to go out and spend more time on the range and get these guys doing stuff that's going to reflect something they might actually do in combat. That would make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge.
We got a couple of minutes for the first break. I'm being asked, now, when you talk about an M4, you're talking about the 16-inch carbine version of the M16, yeah?
Yeah. That is the baseline to me now, because here's the deal. The 20-inch gun, the 20-inch format's cool, but when you look at what 5.56 brings to the table, that gun is simply just too big. It's nearly a battle rifle-sized gun in terms of overall length. I'm not talking about your weight, but in overall length, it's almost the same as running around with a G3 or, you know, some versions of the FAL or an M14 or whatnot, length-wise, maneuverability-wise, but yet you're shooting a 5.56. So you're kind of like, wait a minute here. To me now, the baseline 5.56 carbine, the zero, the arm's length to 200-meter gun is your 16-inch gun. That's your baseline.
Is it a fair comparison, you think, to take the AR-15 M4 size weapon and say this is the 21st century version of the M1 carbine?
You know, it's a lot more than that. When you look at what the carbine was all about, you know, it was a gun issued to people, you know, in lieu of a handgun.
Right, right. It replaced the 45, yeah.
Exactly. And then, yeah, it started being used by paratroopers and different people. But the M4 now, the answer to what you're saying is yes, but it's grown far beyond anything the carbine was ever in service.
Yeah, that was not a yes or no question, was it? We're coming up.
Sounds good.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. My guest from Vickers Tactical is Larry Vickers. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Teach a redaction response kit as everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Modularity, that's a big issue with most of the stuff that I run today, simply because I don't want to have that much stuff. I already have a box of holsters that I'm never going to use. I think everybody does. With G-Code, that becomes a non-issue because of the RTI Rapid Transition System. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest from Vickers Tactical is Larry Vickers. Let me ask you a question. You were talking about you were saying that the M4 should be reserved for the people that really, really up on the weapon system, and everybody should be looking at things like AKs as far as a gun to carry, because it is better for the lowest common denominator.
Yes.
Does that mean that as far as a carry weapon is concerned, that in your view, in your worldview, that if somebody has spent their entire life carrying a 1911 and they don't ever experience all the things that you read about in the tabloids, the jams and the this's and the that's, that they are probably qualified to carry that as a carry weapon?
Oh yeah, for sure. If they've carried a 1911 for an extended period of time, you know, they, good, bad, or indifferent, they figured out how to keep that gun running. Just like a guy who drives a Harley, you know, rides a Harley or whatever the case may be, you know, they just longevity has brought them to the point where they know how to keep that gun running. So yeah, by all means, I know people who do that. There have been 1911 guys for, my God, years, and that's what they still use and still carry. And by all means, that it's perfectly viable for them.
You know, when I was in the military, I was in the military during the 80s, which I think you joined a couple of years before I did. When I was an M60 gunner, we were the only ones that carried a backup weapon. We had 1911s issued to us, and
yep.
I carried mine in what looked like an old horse cavalry shoulder holster. I mean, that thing, I wish I could find one of those today, but I got to, with that gun, I mean, I carried one on and off for 5 years through two duty stations, and, you know, those at 1911, those military-grade 1911s, they shake like a castanet, and yet that gun, those guns would run no matter what I tried to do with them, but I sort of suspect it had a lot to do with me running them as often as I did.
Well, that's exactly, just like the M60. I mean, you carried it, and you learned how to keep the gun running. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's another gun that had, you know, that was problematic in service. And to be fair with some of these military weapons, and the M60 is a perfect example, and certainly the 1911 as time went on, some of these guns were just plain wore out. And if they were brand new guns, the performance level would have been entirely different. Versus a gun that's been worn out and rebuilt on and on and on and on and on. We've seen the same thing with the M249 Saw. So you learn little tricks to keep those guns running over time. And that's definitely the case with the 1911 and certainly with the M60 machine gun.
You know, one of the things I did, I continue to do this today because, you know, even though I was always in a forward deployed unit, I wasn't like you where, you know, not only were you forward deployed, my unit was way behind you and you were looking in the rearview mirror at us too. Because we were forward deployed, and even though I was not quote unquote combat arms, I had this sense that I might be in a shooting situation from time to time. So I made really good friends with the armorer.
Mm-hmm.
And I always made sure my M60 was very well maintained. I always made sure my 1911 was very well maintained. I don't know if everybody else did that. I did it. And
insurance policy. I mean, you were literally betting your life on that piece of equipment. So
yeah.
Yeah.
It's now for
interest to do that.
Right. Now for somebody at the level that you operated within, when you were looking at things and when you guys would sit around and plan for things. Your loadout, and, you know, it was all based on real-world stuff, wasn't it? So your loadout would vary and differ from mission to mission. Is that something that translates into training now as a civilian?
To a much smaller degree, yes. The short answer is yes, but, you know, you aren't going to be asked to go all over the globe like I was in Delta, you know, and put out fires, you know, everywhere. You just got to kind of look at what's your patterns, what's your habits, you know, where are you going to be traveling? Am I going to be in the woods? You know, am I going to be at the beach? What's the situation I'm in? And absolutely, you can tailor it from that. What you'll find is, just in terms of handguns, only a couple different handguns will pretty much get the job done. You can settle on one gun for concealed carry that will cover you in most situations. You may end up with one smaller, depending on the situation you're in, and say, you know, you're at the beach or you're in a real warm environment, and now you need to kind of downsize, and you end up with one bigger in terms of a gun I'm going to carry in case I'm out in the woods and I run up against critters, and I need something, you know, that brings more to the table than a 9mm or a 40 or 45 or whatever. I might need, you know, a Glock 20, case in point, is a fantastic gun for that. So, yes, the answer is yes, but not to the degree that we did so when I was in the military.
Yeah, but you and the Glock 20, I mean, if you were out there and a bear was 300 yards away, just when he caught your scent, you could shoot it in the head. I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
We're coming
that,
up on the...
I tell you what, man, that is, if you're going to be out hiking and doing stuff in the wilderness and there's critters around, I cannot think of a better pistol to carry than that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I have
that
to.
Glock 20 is a, for what it is a fantastic gun. And my buddy Ken Hackathorn is the one who turned me onto it. And it was one of those light bulb moments. He told me, I went, he's right. You're basically carrying a 357 Magnum Plus with 15 rounds in. I mean, it's.
I know.
That's a fantastic gun.
I know that a lot of guys look at that gun, and when they're considering, when they're walking out in the woods where there may be bears, they're considering that gun or some wheel gun that, you know, 458, a 44, 500. But the 10 millimeter is not a settling issue as far as settling on that caliber, just because in that particular platform, it's a potent round, and at the same time, you got 15 of them on tap.
Absolutely. So. Exactly. You've got 2.5 cylinder full. And just do the math on that. In addition to the fact that you can reload, you can carry one spare mag, and you can reload it dramatically quicker. To me, it's not even a close call.
We're coming up on the next break. How can they find all the stuff that you do, especially your YouTube channel, which is... I like your YouTube channel because when you put a video up, I don't know what's going to happen until I watch.
If you Google just Vickers Tactical, you can go to Vickers Tactical, and you can all just Google that. You'll come to my website, and if you go on YouTube, Vickers Tactical, and you'll find all that crap. We've got it all linked together, and you can find videos and all kinds of stuff. Real easy. You can Google it, you can find it, or if you can go to YouTube and hit the search button and hit Larry Vickers or Vickers Tactical, it'll come right up.
Roger that. We'll be right back. My guest, Larry Vickers, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. What do I hear in the background? Okay. That was on my end. My bad. Love it when things like live radio, just you, there's no substitute for it. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. Lifetime warranty. Just don't get it run over by an M1 Abrams tank, and it's going to work. Three generations available right now, all three very viable. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Vickers Tactical is Larry Vickers. Now, we've talked about the well-appointed student. How much fun do you have? Do people actually come to you that have never been anywhere or done anything or been to any other instructors? Do you actually get people like that?
Once in a while. Not very often. Most people that I get that have at least had their CCW and had that kind of as a bare minimum, most people. I do once in a while get somebody who's honestly never even so much as handled a gun, but that's pretty rare. And the reason being is, it's just kind of a natural selection or filtering process for them to even be able to find out about me and sign up for a class. I mean, there's some hoops you've got to jump through, and usually along the way, they've kind of figured, you know, I need to at least get the absolute minimum. I'll go to the local gun shop and or go to the local indoor range, and I'll get the bare minimum here on how to load the gun and how to be safe. That's usually what I get at a bare minimum.
With those students, I mean, see, like me, hopefully there will be a day when you and I shoot. And when you and I shoot, although I'm very confident in my shooting ability, for a moment there, at least in the very beginning, I'm going to be a little intimidated standing with you on a shooting line. Just natural, you know. You've got some people, but these people you're describing, they come to you, they don't know who or what you are. Is that a special kind of challenge for somebody? I mean, are they, do they listen to you well? I mean,
they've at least heard of me. I don't know that I've had anybody in a very long time that shows up and, you know, they're just clueless. They've at least heard of me, seen my videos, that they know who I am to some degree. So I run into the same thing. I'll run into them, they're very nervous, they're visibly shaking. And I just always try to add humor to the whole thing, to get everybody to kind of laugh and lighten up and everything and just kind of, you know, bring it all down. But I spot the same thing. They're like, oh, this, and to me, I'm kind of immune to it now because I'm used to being on TV and all that kind of stuff. But after a while, you've got to step back and look at it from somebody else's perspective. And I get it. So I always try to add humor to it and kind of lighten the situation up. Now, granted, we're on a range and we have to be safe, but we can still have fun. So that usually kind of breaks the ice. But I see exactly what you're talking about. Pretty much about every class, I see at least a little bit of that.
What about women? How many women come to you?
Only a few. I don't get that many women. Once in a while, I'll get them. Oftentimes, they're with their husbands. To be real honest with you, I'm not a big fan of them coming with their husbands because usually you've got the baggage of the relationship there. You've got the gun that the husband picked out that in many cases is the wrong gun, wrong caliber. And, you know, they're right beside each other shooting, and he's, you know, trying to give her pointers. I had one not too long ago. It wasn't husband-wife, but boyfriend-girlfriend. I ended up putting them on opposite ends of the range. So we had two relays. We had enough students. We ran two relays. And I kind of partnered her up, relay one, relay two, on one end, and him on the other end with somebody else made a huge difference. Huge difference. So, you know, I don't get that many women, but when I do, they're usually with the significant other, and that usually, and rarely does that go as smooth as it should. Sometimes it doesn't go very smooth at all, because he's got her shooting a gun that she has no business shooting. I mean, no business. And when you go to talk about him, like, how did this come about? You can tell immediately he gets defensive, because somehow he dreamed up that, you know, her shooting a subcompact in 357 SIG or some crazy crap like that was a good idea. And here she's trying to learn the fundamentals, and I'm like, oh my God. And usually what I end up doing is either let her borrow my gun, you know, like a Glock 17, or somebody else will have a Glock 19 that she can borrow in a holster, and then immediate improvement. Let's get her something that's, you know, let's get her something that's easier for her to manage. Not a lot of bells and whistles, pretty straightforward gun to make go bang, not a lot of felt recoil. Let's get her something that she can manage, and you'll see immediate improvement. So that's I run into that on when I run into couples.
See, that sort of leads to my next question. Does that for you, okay, does that not cause sort of a ego issue with the one that, you know, some guys would look at that and be a little aggrieved by you saying, well, I need to take your girlfriend down here because I want to teach her something that might actually be effective, okay, Sonny Crockett? And then you go off and go with it.
I mean, yeah, sometimes it does. Now, it turned out in this instance, it was a guy I knew for a long time, one of my longtime students, and he brought his girlfriend. So he understood. He had no issues with it. But yeah. No, I've seen that. You can tell the husband immediately gets defensive because they feel like they're losing face. I'm making them look bad. I'm trying to not do that, but at the same time, I got a whole class to run here. And it's kind of like, dude, you should have done some homework prior to, and buying her this gun for her to come to a class. Come on. I mean, it can create some issues. It's one of my least, you know, fun aspects of my job is dealing with scenarios like that. It's not real enjoyable.
When my sons went and took their concealed carry permit class, I was with Gun Owners of America at the time. And they, I was asked to speak at this class. So the first thing I did was congratulate everybody. And then I said, what are you guys going to carry? And I came across this guy. And this kid was obviously, he was new, he was young. I could tell he was a little nervous just being there. I said, what are you going to carry? And he said, I just came from the gun store with my new gun. I'm going to carry a Glock 20 10 millimeter.
Here we go.
Now, he only had to shoot that thing 50 rounds. I'm pretty sure he probably took it back and probably traded that day.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you wonder what Brainiac convinced him that was a good idea for a carry gun. You know?
Well, I want to talk about that when we get back. We're about to run out of time in this segment, and I don't want to open it up. But, I mean, you were talking about doing your homework and everything. I'd like to hear what you would tell somebody that would, if you were running, like, the Dear Larry column, and somebody wrote, Dear Larry, I've been thinking about carrying a gun, but I don't know anything about them. I am a 35-year-old male. I weigh X amount of pounds. I've measured my finger, my hands from heel, palm heel to middle finger tip. I'd be interested as far as the. I understand where the problems come, and at the same time, I don't, because with the advent of YouTube and everything else, there's actually so much stuff out there that look at. And get an idea of about it, but you still run into this, don't you?
Absolutely. It's information overload. I gotcha. Yep.
So that's coming up next. You can find Vickers at Mr. Vickers at Vickers Tactical. You can search him out on YouTube. He's all over the place. He's real quick. I'll ask you this in the next segment, too. But, I mean, I run some stuff that he is. Every sling that's on a weapon of mine is a Vickers tactical sling from Blue Force Gear, as an example. He's out there spreading the wisdom as he goes along.
Thank you.
Are you still doing those?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, those are great slings. Those are
absolutely. Blue Force Gear makes more of them now in different flavors and colors than ever before. That thing's been a grand slam home run.
That has to be the number one selling thing they got. We'll be right back.
All right.
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
All right, the last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I'm going to run. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Vickers Tactical and a whole lot of other places is Larry Vickers. Now, we were just talking about the information overload and everything. For these people that would, which, you know, let's face it, If I were a brand new guy, I'm going to be looking for somebody local. I'm not going to be looking for somebody with your sort of, you know, background to teach me, because you're probably way out of my league. But that's most people don't know that when they're starting to take a look at this. So for somebody in your neck of the woods, which is somewhere up there in North Carolina, you would be local. So if you were running the Dear Larry advice column, and somebody's looking to buy that first gun before they come to a Larry Vickers class, what would you tell them to do?
Real simple. It's hard to go wrong starting out with a Glock 19. I mean, that gun just brings a lot to the table for what it is. And you just point them in that direction, you know, if in doubt, buy a Glock 19. And honestly, they may move on to other guns. There may be something they go, well, you know, I shoot this, like it better, or I like something slimmer or whatever. But they can't go wrong using that as a first, you know, guideline or first launching point.
Right.
They can use it concealed. There's a variety. They can use it for home defense. There's a variety of things they can do with that particular pistol.
Now, for most people now, in today's world, and I know that there's different applications. For these guys that wear suits and everything all the time, I could maybe see it. Do you look at the single stack 9mm trend as simply a trend? I mean, is that just it's the flavor of the month? For real serious work, you're going to be double stacked, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you got to go back to the environment and what your dress code is, what can I get by with. And I would look at guns like that as, okay, I'm wearing a suit, I'm doing whatever, and I really can't, you know, I can't carry what I would normally carry. I've got to go with something that's a thinner profile. What people have to remember about this, and this is often overlooked, and I've got a Jeep, you know, Glock 43 here not too long ago from Glock that I'm going to eventually do a video review on. But, you know, people need to understand a couple things about these guns. Yeah, they're slimmer, they're smaller, that's great. But if you have to reload that gun, it is dramatically more difficult to reload than a gun that's just even a little bit bigger. So you're kind of betting, you're betting everything on your ability to get done whatever needs to get done with whatever's in that pistol. So, yeah, you know, it's a slimmer gun, it's smaller and all that jazz, but you pay a price for that. And one of the prices people pay that they overlook is that ability to reload the gun under stress. It is not going to be nearly as easy to reload as a gun that's just a little bit bigger, like a Glock 19. So that, yeah. they need to factor that in whenever they're carrying something like that.
Yeah, I've tried to carry those. I just the smallest gun I'm going to go to is going to be the Glock 26.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a +2 plate on every one of the magazines that goes with it, so I got 12 rounds in the gun. Mm-hmm. And that's as low as I'm going to go.
Yeah, and that's twice what you're getting out of the 43.
Yeah.
So
With the Glock 43, I looked at that gun, and I, to be honest with you, I was looking at that, and I was thinking, well, Glock, you're sort of late to that party, aren't you? I mean, and the price point for the gun, as you look at that gun, do you think it's any better than an M&P Shield?
At first glance, no. I don't. I mean, I got it the day before I took off on a trip, and I've been going like 100 mile an hour ever since, and I haven't had a chance to get it out to the range, shoot it, or whatnot. But at first glance, no. Nope. I would tell you, the Shield at first glance, unless there's something there that I'm not seeing, you know, would be the gun that, if you've already got a Shield, I can't imagine you selling it to get one of these.
No, I can't either. Is there anything, now I know you're big on the VP9 and everything else, but.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything out there on the horizon that you see maybe being developed? I mean, I see a couple of guns here and there, a couple of new name brands coming out. Is there anything that has caught your eye that you might look at and say, hey, this might be a viable carry gun?
Not offhand, no. Nothing really, nothing that I'm aware of that you'd say, hey, man, when this thing comes out, we got to take a real hard look at it. I'm not seeing anything like that. The VP9, the rumor was out for the longest time on that gun. Nobody here in the U.S. I knew of had really shot any. Even HK employees, they only got their hands on it real late in the game. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I was surprised at how good the gun was. If you'd asked me, you know, I'd have given you kind of an impression of what I got, you know, what I thought the gun was going to be. It was actually a better gun than I expected it to be. I mean, to be brutally honest with you.
Right.
You know, that gun was surprising in that regard.
Now, let me ask you one thing. When you're doing an evaluation of a gun, okay, now, everybody talks about what a gun goes through in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And in the military, when I was in the military, in the units that I was in, our weapon was almost a deity. We treated it like it was, you know, our girlfriend and our wife. And mine fell off of the top of an M577 one time when I was standing up there trying to cut loose an antenna.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it, you could hear the screams back on stateside from Grafenwehr, West Germany. And, I mean, even when we low crawled, we would hold the sling in such a way to where the rifle was fitting on top of our forearm. So we never dragged them through the mud. We never buried them. You know, they might fall in the water from time to time if we were in the water, but, you know, we didn't throw them in the water to see how they shot coming out of the water,
right?
Because we weren't jumping in the water because the water was cold. So when you're making an evaluation of a weapon, how far do you take it as far as how far are you going to push it to see what the.
Well, it's just like some of the stuff I've done in the past. You got to look at what I call temporary worst-case scenarios. Okay, what are things that this weapon may have to go through in its service life on a temporary basis?
Right.
You know, okay, I'm in a helo, and I'm fast roping, and I drop it, and it gets totally buried in the sand, you know, because it hits and gets, you know, immersed in the sand or mud. you know, I'm you know, in a water obstacle or whatever the case may be, going across the stream. Unfortunately, I drop it. Bam, it gets immersed in mud. Temporary worst-case scenarios is the way I look at it. Some of these protracted things, I'm with you, they're not that realistic. They're just really not. Like, we're going to put it in some sand and dust chamber, and the thing's going to get blown dust on it for a half an hour, and then we're going to expect it to work. Come on. I mean, if here's the deal on that. If that was the case, then you would have had the time it would have taken, whether it's an old T-shirt, a rag, anything, to wrap, you know, the working parts of that gun to shield it. So that, some of that stuff is taken to the extreme. I look at what I call temporary worst case environments or temporary worst case conditions. The gun should put up with stuff that's reasonable and not outlandish. And a lot of these people, they dream that stuff up. You got to remember, these people dreaming some of this stuff up. They've never been through any of that. It's their conjecture. It's their imagination run wild. Oh, you know, it might be in this situation for, you know, 3 hours. Dude, come on. So that's the way I look at it.
You're see that last
gun day in, day out, and you accidentally drop it, or you accident, you know, and it gets immersed in a bad situation for a temporary period of time, will continue to function.
See, this is why I seek out Vickers to come on the show, because the answer's like that one. We're going to run out of time, Larry. Thank you very much for being on the air with me again. We will talk.
You're
soon.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
All right.
We'll do it next time. You have a good one.
You too. Stay safe. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Texas Law Shield, self-defense and legal defense. We're going to look at the way they collide all the time. That's coming up tomorrow. Friday, this is going to be, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk developing hand speed through the martial arts to aid you in gunfighting. That'll be Friday with Jeet Kune Do master Jason Coral. We'll do this again in 22 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This was Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.